Title: Flippa Logistics Asset Line in Ableton Live 12 for Pirate Radio Energy. Hi, in this lesson we're going to take a short logistic-style asset phrase and flip it into a gritty, mid-forward pirate radio lead or stab you can drop into a drum and bass sketch. We'll work at typical DNB tempo, set live to somewhere around 172 to 176 BPM. 174 is a good center, and we'll only use Ableton stock tools, simpler and simpler right arrow sampler if needed, EQ8, auto filter, saturator, redux, vinyl distortion, beat repeat, compressor slash glue, and some basic routing. This is aimed at beginners, so I'll walk you through each step and give useful starting values. What you'll end up with: a playable, processed acid riff or stab, a MIDI instrument you can play, and a printed audio stab that's rhythmically chopped or pitched for new melodic movement, aggressively saturated and bit reduced for pirate grit, band passed and wobbled to sound like a narrow transmission, ready to sit in a DNB mix with gentle sidechain ducking. Before you start, pick a short acid slash 303 style audio phrase, 1 to 4 bars. Make sure you have the rights to use the sample. Set live's tempo to tilde 174 BPM. Let's begin. Section A, prep and import 1. Create a new live set and insert a new audio track command or control plus T. 2. Drag your logistic style acid line into that track and name the clip acid raw. Section B, warp and pick a phrase. 3. Double-click the clip to open clip view, and enable warp so timing stays locked. If you're going to transpose significantly, use Complex or Complex Pro to preserve timbre. For small rhythmic chops, Classic or Beats can work. 4. Zoom in and set a loop region around the strongest bar or phrase you want to flip. Usually one bar is enough. Section C, make it playable with simpler 5. Right-click the audio clip and choose Slice to new MIDI track. Choose Slice by Transient if you want very granular chops, or Slice by 1/8 to keep larger rhythmic pieces. Alternatively, drag the audio straight into an empty MIDI track simpler. 6. If you use simpler, set it to classic mode for playable sample behavior. Trim the sample start/end to the chunk you want. For now, leave simpler's filter off. We'll use dedicated devices for the pirate sound. Section D, create new phrases with MIDI 7. Create a short MIDI clip on the simpler or sampler track and program new rhythmic patterns using your slices, or draw notes that play the whole sample pitched. 8. For melodic movement, transpose the sample plus or minus 1 to plus or minus 12 semitones in simpler. If you need to shift beyond about plus or minus 6 semitones and it starts to sound smeared, consider resampling at the new pitch instead of extreme real-time pitch shifting. Section E, the Pirate Core Processing Chain 9. Insert this chain of audio effects after simpler, left to right, EQ8, high pass around 80-120 Hz to remove sub. If you want presence, try a small boost, plus 2 to plus 4 dB in the 800 Hz to 2K Hz range. Auto filter, switch to band pass mode. Set cutoff somewhere in the 800-2500 Hz range to create that narrow radio band. Boost resonance to around 40-60%. Sync the LFO and set rate to 1/8 or 1/4 with a small depth so the cutoff wobbles subtly. Saturator, add drive around 4-8 dB. Try analog clip or soft sign for harmonics and warmth. Redux, drop bit depth to roughly 8/12 bit. And set sample rate to around 8/12 kHz to get crunchy telephone-like aliasing. Vinyl distortion or overdrive, optional for extra grit. Compressor or glue, mild glue, ratio around 3:1, fast attack and medium release to sit the sound together. 10. As you tweak, keep the band pass cutoff and the auto filter LFO subtle enough that you can still hear pitch identity. Pirate radio is narrow, but you still need to know the note. Section F, add rhythmic pirate energy 11. Duplicate the instrument track to create a second copy. On the duplicate, add beat repeat after your other effects. Good starting settings: interval 1/16, grid 1/16, chance 20-40%, gate small, offset negative to create backward leaning stutters. Use the repeat filter to emphasize high mids. 12. Consider using a utility or gate on one copy and reduce width or mono highs low mids to keep the stab centered and punchy like a transmission. Section G, sidechain and context 13. Add a compressor with sidechain input key to your kick. Ratio around 3:6:1, attack very fast 110 ms, release 100-200 ms. Set the threshold so the acid ducks slightly on the kick so it doesn't compete for groove. 14. Send a tiny amount to a short reverb. Small room, low size, dry slash wet around 10-20%. to give space without losing immediacy. Section H, resample and finalize 15. When you like the processed sound, resample it to a new audio track, either record from master or set resampling to the track output, to print the processing. 16. Consolidate the new clip command or control plus J. Now you have a one-shot stab you can slice again or use as a steady loop. 17. Use HQA to carve competing frequencies with your bass and hat so the acid sits exactly where you want it. Parameter starting points to remember band pass cutoff. 900-1800 Hz auto filter resonance. 40-60% saturator drive. 48 dB redux. 812-bit/812 kHz beat repeat interval. 1/16. Chance 20-40% sidechain compressor. Ratio 3:5:1. Attack 110 ms. Release 100-200 ms. Common mistakes to avoid over warp or extreme transpose in warp. It causes smearing. If it sounds wrong, resample at the target pitch. Oversaturating and overdoing redux. Too much grit will kill note clarity. If you lose identity, back off or blend in a clean layer. Too much reverb. Pirate radio should be dry and forward. Keep reverb tiny. Over-filtering. Don't strip so much mids that the pitch becomes unintelligible. Forgetting to resample. Printing reduces CPU and fixes your sound. No sidechain. Without ducking, the acid will clash with kick and muddy the groove. Pro tips and quick wins: layer a subtle high-mid filtered saw or noise and sidechain it to the kick. That air helps the pirate signal cut through without adding harsh brightness. Automate the audio filter cutoff to open on drops and close inverses for dynamic movement. Two-layer approach. Keep a clean transposed simpler classic layer for pitch clarity and a dirty processed layer for character. Balance them to taste. For more aggression, bounce a processed pass and run it through redux and saturator again at different settings. Then layer both. Map key controls to macros. Cutoff, LFO rate/depth, saturator drive, and redux sample rate for instant performance tweaks. If you need precise pitch envelope or glide, move from simpler to sampler for more control. Mini practice exercise: take another 2-bar logistics acid phrase and slice it 3 different ways, 1/8, 1/16, and transients. Make 3 different 1-bar MIDI patterns using those slices. Apply the processing chain but vary 1 parameter per pattern. 1 stronger redux, 1 higher resonance, 1 with faster beat repeat. Arrange them in a 4-bar loop and automate auto filter cutoff each bar so each variant gets its moment. Export and compare which cuts best. Recap: you learned how to import and warp an acid sample, turn it into a playable or sliced instrument, shape the pirate signature with a band pass auto filter plus saturator and redux, add rhythmic interest with beat repeat, and use sidechain compression for mix fit, resample or print a final gritty stab for use in your DNB tracks. Final checklist before printing: check mono compatibility with utility. Rebalance clean and dirty layers to keep note clarity. Confirm kick sidechain still lets the kick hit. Save your effect rack and macro mapping as a preset. That's it. Small moves. Print often and test the stab in context with your kick, bass, and hats. Have fun turning those logistics acid lines into urgent pirate radio energy.